Hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis. And if it's the top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, and we'd like to talk to you. What's on your mind today? Do you have a question or an issue you'd like to discuss? Let's talk about it right now at 844-322-2742. That, of course, good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're talking about love this month. As far as the Christmas season is concerned, it really is a demonstration of the love of God, that He so loved us that He sent Jesus. And boy, that Christmas morn in Bethlehem was a tangible demonstration. There He was, all bundled up, swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. That was the love of God for all to see. And when we get connected to Jesus Christ, we get connected to the love of God. We talked about that on our Monday broadcast from 1 John chapter 4, where God's demonstrated His love for us, that He sent Jesus so that we could live through Him and by Him. That's why Jesus came in the world, so that we might have life. But this love of God really shows us a more excellent way. We got trapped in the world system. We followed the ways of the world. We realized that wasn't very good. And all of us at a point in time were saying, hey, is there a better way? Is there a way out of this mess and into something that's better? Well, Paul said there is a more excellent way. And that more excellent way really is the way of love. So when we come to know that God is love, what we come to know is the detail of that. We come to know that God is patient with us, and He showed enormous amounts of patience with us, and suffering long with us until we came to the point and received Him as our Lord and Savior. Paul talked about that God showed him patience. And it was through that patience that salvation came to the Apostle Paul. It's the same with all of us. We begin to understand that love is kind, and that's just not a genteel disposition that God has toward us. It's not a sense of meekness in His heart. It's acts of kindness. God rolled up His sleeves on our behalf and saved us. That's what His kindness compelled Him to do, that facet of love, the kindness aspect. And we come to know that God is kind. We come to know that God perseveres with us. He believes the best. He hopes the best, that He is never going to fall away from us, that He's always going to be there with us. That is the more excellent way. Mm-hmm. That's how God has loved us. And when that love flows through us, that's how we begin to love others. And so love isn't just this ushy-gushy feeling. It really is an action. It's a verb. And that is the more excellent way. And this Christmas story shows a little bit of that more excellent way, and the fact that God sent Jesus on our behalf.
Yeah.
And when we receive Him, we get the full-blown experience of what that love is in action.
Yeah.
And Paul talks about that in 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7. So if you want to know more about how God loves you, just take a deep look at that particular definition, and you will see all of the facets of God's love that has been poured out on you in Christ Jesus.
Indeed. And that is Basic Gospel, everybody. Thanks for joining us for this edition. And we have open lines right now. If it's the first half of the 3 p.m. Central Time hour, you're hearing the live broadcast, and you can be a part of it right now. If you have a question or some topic you'd like to discuss with us, or if you just like to vent, whatever the situation is, give us a call right now. 844-322-2742 is the number to dial in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. And for those of you who have been considering joining Basic Gospel on this Israel tour in late May and early June, well, the registration deadline has been extended to December 20th. So now's the time to make that final decision and make your reservation. It's going to be a wonderfully blessed time in the Holy Land, including a visit over to Petra in Jordan. All the information is available at basicgospel.net, and you'll see the link Israel 2019 at the top of the homepage at basicgospel.net. Again, basicgospel.net. Just click that link at the top of the homepage and We want to see you on that trip. It's going to be just a fantastic time. Well, again, it's Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and let's go to the phones now, and we'll hear this call from Benny.
Hi, my name is Benny. I wanted to know what the Bible says about suicide, scripturally. If you can explain that to me. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, Benny, thanks for asking that question. That is such a sad topic. Suicide rates are on the rise, especially among teenagers. We've seen an enormous increase, and a lot of that is tied to the fact that they're not experiencing any meaning and purpose. Mm-hmm. They've lost a sense of connection to what's real and authentic. And I think a big part of it is the shallowness of the world in which we live in today. Social media, we just communicate through just little, 140 character statements or little sound bites and that sort of thing. And we never give ourselves time to get really connected to other people and have vital relationships that can transform us and shape us and move us in the right direction. So it's an alarming statistic that's happening as far as the numbers of people committing suicide day in and day out. So what does the Bible say about that? What does the Bible call suicide? Well, the Bible would call it sin. It's part of that murder. Do not murder. So when you're taking your life, you're killing yourself. That's murder. And God would say, don't do that. The next question that people would ask, is it the unpardonable sin? If I commit suicide, does that seal my fate as lost forever? And the answer to that is no. Sins were taken care of at the cross, and suicide would be under that umbrella of sins that Jesus died for. There's only one sin that will condemn a man eternally, and that's the sin of unbelief. That's the sin of rejecting Jesus Christ, that offer of life that he has put on the table for all of us. So somebody may hear the gospel and say, that's not for me. But that gospel will keep coming back and coming back and coming back. And if at the end there's still the rejection, then that person is going to receive the eternal condemnation, separation from God forever. Mm-hmm. So that's the only unpardonable sin. So suicide is not it. So if somebody is a Christian and commits suicide, then as soon as they take their last breath, they're going to be absent from the body and present with the Lord. Yes. And that's very difficult for us to understand, isn't it, Richard?
Yeah, because we recognize the act as incredibly selfish and tragic, and it leaves especially family and close friends just holding the bag. I mean, what are you going to do? Everybody is asking. I mean, I've known parents who suffered this with children. What did we do wrong? And so there's just this terrible angst, this tragedy of self-murder. And we just don't know how to cope with it. I mean, we love the fact that Jesus died for that sin, but isn't there some penalty? I mean, it's a normal human reaction. There must be some penalty for this. And the answer is no. And the reason we think there should be a penalty is because in our heart of hearts, most of us still think that, well, I've got to ask God to forgive me.
Right.
And I can't ask God to forgive me if I'm dead.
That's why there's so much confusion around suicide as far as salvation and mm-hmm. those sort of things, because we think after every sin that we commit, there's something that we have to do to get back into God's good graces.
Yeah.
We have to repent, ask God for forgiveness, and then we're going to be restored. Well, suicide doesn't give us that opportunity.
No.
So if it doesn't give us that opportunity, then that must mean that we're going to be eternally condemned. Well, what we're doubting in that sense is the finished work of Jesus Christ,
yes.
that it wasn't sufficient to take away that sin forever. Now, we have to, you know, really look at some other situations. Say you've just told a lie to your wife or told a lie to somebody else. That's a sin. Mm-hmm. And that sin, the wages of that is death, according to the Word of God. Well, what would happen if right after you uttered that lie, you died of a heart attack? You didn't have a chance to repent of that, to ask for forgiveness, and to be reconciled to the person that you lied to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, would that be the unpardonable sin? What if you get caught in, you know, the desire of the flesh, you're married, and, you know, you decide to have this affair, and, you know, there's all kinds of reasons, you know, that have moved you to make that decision. You make that decision, and you're in the act, and you die. Or it's does mm-hmm. that mean you're lost forever? We have to come to grips, folks, with the fact that Jesus' blood took away sins once and for all.
Yes.
He died for all sins, not just some, and suicide would be under that umbrella of murder. And Jesus died for that.
Mm-hmm.
And so if a person receives Christ, they are alive forever. And if you know, at the end of their life, things get so difficult for them, they decide to end their life, they're doing that with Christ inside of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be absent from the body and present with the Lord. So we have to recognize that if somebody's saved, they're saved.
Yes.
And that sin has already been dealt with. Is it a sin? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Is it the most selfish sin that somebody can commit? Absolutely. And so we have to recognize that. But it doesn't outdo the grace of God.
Correct.
So we have to realize once we've received the grace of God by faith, we're always in God's favor.
Yes. Yeah. One other way to think of it, if there is any sin other than unbelief that is unpardonable, then all sins are unpardonable.
Right.
So you've got to keep it in the context of exactly what Jesus accomplished.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. Welcome to Basic Gospel, everybody. Glad you're with us today. Again, the phone line is open at 844-322-2742. If you're hearing the live broadcast at about 12 minutes after 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing the live broadcast, and you can be a part of it if you call right now, 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Atlanta, Georgia, and talk with Jesse. Hi, Jesse.
Hey, sir. I just want to chime in on what the man was talking there about suicide. One thing that Christians need to understand, you know, you covered it really well, of course, you know, Jesus's blood covers all that. And now what the next thing that people need to understand is if you're God's child, you are born of incorruptible seed. So you need to look into that.
Yeah, that's
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, you have Christ living in you. And he has an indestructible life, and so he has become your life, and that's what it means to be a believer.
Since we're born of incorruptible seed, that means we're born of God's Spirit, and God can't die. He can't die.
That's right. So we're going to live with him forever, and that's the good news. That is,
amen.
That
thank you,
is
guys.
The good
Thanks
news.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're so welcome, Jesse.
Yeah,
Thanks for chiming in. We appreciate that, my friend. We really do.
Yes, we do. Well, friends, we are moving well into December, and I want to remind you that we need your help as we approach the end of the year. Your gifts are what keep Basic Gospel on the air and online with the good news of Jesus Christ, and we hope many more will hear, believe, and live in this love, grace, and life that he provides. So we need your contribution to continue to make that happen. And as you make your December gift, we'll send you a copy of our book, Love Is. Bob, tell our listeners a little bit about this book, Love Is.
Well, we were talking about it at the top of the hour, how Paul says, let me show you a more excellent way. Well, what is that more excellent way? Well, it's the way of love. And for us to start moving down that path, we have to recognize that this is the way that God has loved us, that he's been patient, he's been kind, all of those various things. And when we understand how God loves us, then we understand how we can love others. And so as we learn to abide in Christ as we learn to walk by faith in him, to abide, to walk in that love, then we're going to see patience and kindness and perseverance and hope and faith and all of those things toward others start to flow mm-hmm. sure. out of us. Yeah. So that's what this book is all about. It's really an in-depth look at what the love of God is, first for you, and then how that love can funnel through you into the lives of others. It is, I think, a must read.
Yeah.
Oftentimes we limit ourselves to kind of looking into 1 Corinthians 13 when we hear it at weddings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we never take a deep dive and try to see exactly what this definition of love is all about as it relates to us. This book is one of those things that will really plunge you deep into the definition of the love of God.
And when you make your gift during the month of December, we're going to send you a copy of it. Our compliments. We'd love for you to partner with us, and we'd love to get that into your hands. Love is, and again, you can give when you visit the website, basicgospel.net. You'll see all the ways that you can make your contribution toward the continuing support of Basic Gospel when you visit the website, basicgospel.net, or in Canada, basicgospel.net/Canada.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Detroit and talk with David, listening to us on WMUZ. Hi, David.
Well, hello. And my question is this. Back on the topic of suicide, as you know, there was a very important case with Jack Kevorkian many years ago, and I just wanted to get your opinion on, for individuals who are in long-term, just absolutely excruciating pain, where every breath is just misery. If those folks do commit suicide, or if there's a controlled suicide like that doctor had performed, is that justified in any way? That person, as you just said, will be going to see Jesus if they're saved. So, can you provide some comments on that scenario?
Well, David, thanks. Thanks for your question. I think we just have to stick with what the Word of God says about murder, and we don't need to be, I don't think we need to be involved in, making those kind of decisions. There's certainly ways that medicine is going to relieve somebody's pain and that sort of thing, but we don't have to intentionally assist. And I don't think we're called to do that. There certainly may be some that disagree with it, but I think that's what the Bible would move us to do. I don't think the Spirit of God is ever going to lead somebody to assist another person in suicide. I just don't think that's going to be the case. And I don't think somebody who commits suicide is being led by the Spirit either. It is a sin. And so we have to recognize it. But we also have to recognize that Jesus has already condemned that in sinful man by dying on the cross in our place. He's already made a judgment about that. And he took the punishment on himself and in himself when he bled and died 2,000 years ago. So I just think we need to leave it at that. And realize that if somebody does commit suicide, God does not count that against them. The only thing he's going to count against somebody is what have they done with Jesus. So if they've rejected Jesus, then their condemnation will become eternal. If they've received him, then they're going to have life everlasting.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you, David. Thanks for your call. We appreciate it.
Yes, we do.
Richard, do you have any thoughts on that?
I think the whole idea about assisted suicide is more a statement about our society than it is about our belief system as Christians. And I think it's a tragic statement about what our society has fallen to. We really don't, in many ways, honor human life anymore.
Right.
And it's so sad that that's the situation. And I think there are probably ways that believers could become involved in palliative care that is not assisted suicide, but is really, really helpful in dealing with things like pain. Mm-hmm. My father-in-law died earlier this year of cancer, and he was in excruciating pain. Never once did he ask, you know, well, somebody kill me. But he never once turned down the pain patch or a shot or a pill that would help him get through the night.
Same
or,
with Diane.
Yeah. Yes. And so he had a love for life, and the people who were caring for him had a love for life. I think that, that people who jump to assisted suicide, it's a value judgment, I realize. I just don't think they've got that same point of view about the value
well,
of humanity.
Yeah, whenever we're dealing with the ethics of yeah. something, it's like, what are we going to look to determine whether something's ethical or not ethical? And so the way of the world, our current culture, mm-hmm. Would say that would may justify this ethically. But if we're going to really determine that, we have to go to the Word of God.
Yes.
We have to go to what God would say, and that's where our ethics need to be formed and shaped and carried out. And when we see that, we see the sanctity of life. We see that God is you know, the author of life, and he knows when a person's time is up. And so let's just leave that to God. Let's leave that in yeah. God's hands. And in the meantime, let's love people all the way to the end mm-hmm. and do whatever we can to serve them.
Yeah.
So, David, thanks so much for joining us on this conversation today.
Yes, indeed.
We appreciate it.
And we had this email question from Mark. He says, can you share insight concerning groups still observing the Daniel fasts? Fasting to believe for breakthroughs, examples are finances, souls being saved, church growth, and so forth. I'm not seeing that in the New Covenant, and this feels like works rather than grace through faith.
Well, the Bible calls us just simply to lift up Jesus. You know, as far as souls being saved, just lift up Jesus. Just tell the story of his death, burial, and resurrection. There's power in that message, and allow people to get connected to that power, and you'll see things. I mean, we're trying to aid that. We're trying to help move that along yeah. by the things that we do. That, boy, if we stick to that Daniel fast, then God is going to bless us with a harvest of souls. So, well, the Bible never says that. And it's just, again, us trying to insert ourselves into the equation
yeah.
and, instead of resting in the finished work of Jesus Christ and just allowing him to work in and through us. We want to do those sort of things for other types of blessings so that we can be rewarded financially or with good health. It's not a give and get type of thing. It is simply God gives, we receive. Just say thank you.
Yes.
And it's by grace through faith in Jesus from start to finish. And if we will just stick with that, I think everything's going to be fine. Don't complicate it with all these other things that we're trying to complicate it with.
Yeah, lots of good questions on today's broadcast,
yes,
friends, and
yes.
we appreciate hearing from you. Again, you can drop an email to bob@basicgospel.net. You can do that anytime, just as you can use the phone number anytime, 844-322-2742, and we'll be glad to hear from you, whether you're listening to the live broadcast or on a delayed broadcast. We want to hear from you and address your questions and your needs here at Basic Gospel. That's what we're about. Here at this particular ministry. And as we've said, the registration deadline for this phenomenal trip to Israel and Jordan has now been extended to December 20th, and now, of course, is the time to register. All the information is available at basicgospel.net. You'll see the link Israel 2019 at the top of the homepage. Again, that's at basicgospel.net. Keep in mind, too, that you can get, as I said, get that question to us. The 24-hour order line, or listener line, is available, 844-322-2742, or Bob's email address, bob@basicgospel.net. Either way, we'll address your question here at Basic Gospel. Well, now for Bob and Richard and all this ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be here again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Have a great week. Have a great evening, everybody.